I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. So you want to be a pitcher. You're good at horseshoes or that beanbag game, and you think pitching might be right down your alley. Or you don't want to be a pitcher, but your coach says you're going to pitch. If you're serious about becoming a good slow pitch pitcher, here are some things you need to start working on before you ever step onto the field in a game. First and most important, learn to throw strikes consistently. If you're good at horseshoes or beanbags, your accuracy is probably already pretty good. Rule number one is to look at your target, not your batter. Your target is the area of ground just beyond home plate. If you can pitch the ball so that it lands just behind home plate, you're going to be throwing a lot of strikes. Umpires are supposed to call a strike when the ball passes over the plate and between the shoulders and knees of a batter standing where batters normally stand. If the batter stands way up in the box or way back in the box, strikes should be called as if the batter was centered in the box. But that's just on paper. In real life, most umps watch where the ball hits the ground, and if that's just behind home plate, you'll get the strike. Don't let the batter's position fool you. Some pitchers pitch short to a batter standing up in the box, and they hit the plate and get a ball called, or they pitch deep to a batter deep in the box. No, don't even look at the batter. Look at your target. When you pitch horseshoes, you watch the stake. When you throw beanbags, you aim for the hole. When you pitch a softball, ignore the batter and get that ball across the plate and just beyond it, and you'll get your strikes. Again, rule number one is learn to throw strikes. All the fancy pitches in the world are worthless if you can't get the ball over the plate when you have to. Next, learn to throw the highest allowable arc. In ASA, the height limit is now 10 feet. Look at my photos on building your own practice frame to learn to throw 10-foot pitches. The internet link is in the program notes. If the ump gives you 11 feet or even 12 feet, and many of them do, keep most of your pitches up there. High pitches are harder for the batter to time and harder to hit squarely. Next, learn to hit the corners of the strike zone, inside, outside, short, and deep. Practice in your backyard to get that pinpoint accuracy. Fat pitches right down the center of the plate are too easy for batters to clobber. If you want a fancy pitch, learn to throw a knuckleball. Knucklers work best when the wind is blowing right into your face. Sometimes you'll embarrass yourself when a knuckler breaks a couple of feet and looks like a wild pitch, but sometimes those wild pitches will break back over the plate for a very pretty strike. Curves and screwballs are not very effective in slow-pitch softball, but if you have a good wind, you can use it to your advantage to get some movement on the ball. If the wind is blowing left to right, put right-hand spin on the ball. And if the wind is right to left, use left-hand spin. By doing this, you're adding to the natural curve the wind is giving you. Finally, learn to pitch from the ends of the pitching plate. This can throw your batter's swing off. Stand as far to the left or the right of the pitching plate as you can. As long as one of your feet is touching that plate when you release the ball, you're pitching legally. We have a pitcher on our team who stands with his left foot on the far right edge of the plate. His right foot is far to the right as he can stretch, and his pitching arm held out even farther to the right. The result is that the pitch is coming almost from third base instead of from the center of the field. Batters who pull right often foul out when the pitches are coming in like this. To recap, before you ever pitch in a game, learn to throw strikes, learn to pitch with a high arc, learn to hit the edges and corners, learn to throw a knuckleball, and learn to pitch from the ends of the pitching plate. For more tips on playing, coaching, and managing slow-pitch softball, see the bottom of my website, slowpitchbook.com. That's slowpitchbook, all one word, .com. Thanks for listening. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.